Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. I'm coming at you with a short clip, a short episode. Today it's going to be a federation tier list. I've got my phone here. We're going to go through the different bodybuilding federations,
and I've got
primarily UK.
Yeah.
And we've got five different tiers. So we've got God tier, which would obviously be the best feds. Yeah. We've got very decent. We've got worth doing or worth going to watch.
Yes.
Give it a miss and avoid at all costs. So go on, give the disclaimer.
We're going to do a disclaimer.
We don't want to offend any.
Yeah, we don't. If let's say, I doubt anybody's going to be listening.
Lee, all right, yeah. We know you're watching, Lee.
Yeah. Lee from UK the FBA, we're going to put you in God tier. No, we're going to just have our opinions regarding everyone. This is just our opinions. If you are a loyal competitor at any of these, feel free, carry on.
Tell us why we're wrong.
Yeah, we might potentially be wrong. You don't know. So this is anything personal to the feds. This is just our experience with what shows we've been to, where we get clients and stuff like that. So I've got a list. I think maybe 13, 14. Like
just ones feds. That we thought of.
Yeah. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to select a few at random.
No, just go through.
Because we've gone through the ones we know. So we can't just go through them. I'll go through. Okay, so first one. We have UKUP. UK Ultimate Physiques.
Yeah.
Where are you placing this? I think this has actually caught a bit more respect.
I would probably put that in.
This was horrendous, in my opinion.
Like, I'd probably put it in worth doing. So mid. Three out of five.
Yeah. But would you have it as worth doing? Like, would you, if someone was to say, hey, mate, I won a UK Ultimate Physique show, would you even, like, would you?
I wouldn't think of it as a big deal, but if, let's say, a client was to say, like, I'd like to do a show near me.
Yeah.
What is there? I wouldn't be like, you don't do that.
No.
I'd be like, yeah, cool.
What
like,
was the
we could do that.
What was the fourth one?
Give it a miss.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like, if you're doing a whole show season, I wouldn't be like, you've got to do this show.
No.
But I wouldn't be against, I would be like, yeah, mate, like, if it makes sense, you know.
Worth doing then?
Yeah, worth doing. I think
okay,
worth doing.
I'll put it in worth doing.
We'll have with that Pure Elite. I think Pure Elite.
Avoid it all costs.
I think a Pure Elite kind of go, it's similar to UK Ultimate Physique, isn't it? Or is it Pure Elite the one? I think it's the Miami Pro one where it's like
Pure Elite is I'm sure it's the one where it's Miami Pro and everybody's a pro.
Yeah, everyone's a pro. I think you get a pro if you finish dead last. Like no one's in condition. It's a very weird
are we,
sort of
are we
setup.
Saying give it a miss or avoid at all costs?
Avoid at all costs, I probably say. Like if someone was saying, hey, mate, I want to do a Pure Elite.
The thing
show,
is,
I'd be like, no,
it might even be all right, but it's the one that everyone takes the piss out of.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're joining and taking the piss out of it. Okay, we have NABBA. Used to be pretty good.
Yeah, NABBA used to be basically what Two Bros is now, isn't it? They used to work like underneath the
from the shows
NPC.
That I've been to, and admittedly I've been to three, I think, the condition is like the condition you'd expect at like shows in like the early 2000s and like tens. Like nobody is in like inside out conditioning. It's literally people that they've carved up on like donuts and fucking D-Bowl like prior. So it's just like who's combo to be better, donuts and D-Bowl. But it's just who's the biggest and fullest. It's there's no actual condition sort of scale, you know, like it. It's just who's the biggest bodybuilder. Like I don't really think there's too much. They don't really care about like the flow, the shape.
I feel like it
condition.
Might be similar to what we were saying on like earlier about how times change and things progress, and it probably hasn't really progressed.
No. And it's very how it was run, the way that like the one that I went to, they walked you out to like you came through like a little like an oval where you stepped up on some steps and you have to hit a pose and then you walk down some steps. Yeah. And it was just like I was looking at it going, this is just so like so mid. Like, this isn't
is it mid? Do you want it in mid?
I'd say
worth
doing.
Or give it a miss.
No, I think it's all right. I don't think it's a bad fed. I'd probably have it as worth doing.
Worth doing.
Yeah. I feel like the one that says worth doing should be worth doing slash like mid. Like it should be like very much like it's not something that we'd say we need to do, but it's like, what do you fancy?
Yeah.
Does it
work
out? It's
all right. It's worth doing if you fancy it.
Yeah. Right. Next one. UK the FBA.
God tier.
God tier straight away. Lee, please give me a win.
God tier. Someone send this to Lee now. It's God tier.
Sam, make a quick reel. Quick reel.
Sam, you just make a quick reel, please. UK the FBA is God tier.
Do you actually think it's God tier? I don't. I think it's second.
I'd say very decent.
Yeah, I'd say very decent. I think it could be ran a bit more efficiently. I think it could be a bit more modernised.
Yeah, it could
I
definitely
think the
be
lighting
more modern.
Could be better.
I think the lighting's pretty good at the finals at the Athena. Very good.
Yeah.
And they do run it on like a tight ship. Like they're pretty good with their timings and their schedule and stuff. They're pretty efficient with all the admin side of things.
Yeah.
I think the judging is generally very good. Like, yeah, it's rare that I'll be like, that's completely off.
Yeah.
But it can be more, it definitely can be more modernized.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think it's one of those where, like, it could easily be God tier. Like, and it could be, like, it already is pretty much the that and WMBF, but it's good for natural bodybuilding.
Yeah.
But they are working within a natural realm of bodybuilding, which they're not going to have loads of funds. There's only 3 shows for next year, something like that. So there's, for what they're working with, I think it's really good, but I wouldn't have it as, like, God tier.
Nah, very decent.
Yeah. Next one, NFM.
Worth doing.
Really? I'd have it
at the high end of worth.
Yeah, I'd have
doing.
It high end or low tier of, like,
of very good.
Yeah, very
yeah.
good. Like, NFM, very similar to Fitex. I think it's probably a less efficient Fitex. Like, it's not as good. They're not doing the, I don't think they're doing the GBO Pro anymore. They've scrapped that, I think, for the next year. So they're not doing that anymore, what? Which is, I'm not too sure. I think they're doing something different. So they're still doing pro titles, but I think they're going on their own sort of separate way.
Yeah.
So they're not linked to the GBO, which is an American. That's why all the, like, the finals are in Texas. But to be fair, like, NFM, like, the lighting of the shows that I've been to, bar one, was really good.
They do put a lot into their athletes.
And the judges are really nice. Like, I spoke to some of the judges when Connor did a show. They actually called me over and they spoke to me. And they were like, they gave me a good breakdown regarding, like, what, like, two of the judges thought they had Connor, and then they were like, they were very, like, actually, like, real. They weren't like your standard. Yeah. He could have been tighter when he couldn't have been, or he could have been fuller when
they're just
he's
being
full.
Honest.
Yeah. They were honest, and they said, well, the guy that won was just bigger, and that's what they preferred. Like, where the last thing you want to be hearing is just your generic feedback. Like, for example, with my one with the two bros, that was like, for the feedback, I was like, dude, just shut up.
I don't need it. Yeah,
yeah, you, like, just
you
bullshit.
Know, yeah, or you know what it is anyway. Like. Yeah. You don't need that confirmation of you got beat because he was better than you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's silly.
So we'll put him in very decent.
Well,
NFM. Like,
well, you're above, yeah.
Lower end of
yeah, lower
very
end
decent.
Of very decent. I think the mid tier would be a bit harsh on NFM. Next one, we have NAC, NAC.
I'd not heard of him. I know Danny Howarth done it, so yeah.
Avoid at all costs. This was a Google search that I searched and found it and was like, yep, cool.
Let's put it in, give it a miss. It's not as bad as Pure Elite Pro.
No.
Even though we'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, even though we'd never heard of it, give it a miss. Such a good opinion, that. We have two bros, natural. Give it a miss.
I think it's a weird one because, if based on my experience, I would say give it a miss with the shows that I've been to. But based on not on the standard, but on, like, just how flat it was.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
do you not think that about, like, let's do two bros as well?
Yeah.
Two bros is one of those.
Two
where
bros, it's like,
unless you are ticking a box to go and compete abroad, or unless it's a pro qualifier, don't do. Like,
it's not going to be where you go and, like, oh, I love that show day. Great show day. It was a really, the crowd was great. It was a great venue. Like, you're not going to feel like that for two bros. Like, but like you say, if you're ticking a box to try and go and get a pro card, it needs to be done.
Or to go and compete abroad or whatever. Yeah. But I wouldn't, like, the judges look at you for like 5 seconds. Like, that's literally it. The feedback is a bit of a joke. The way it's ran is, if they didn't have the pro card attached to it, or the ticking a box to go and get a pro card, no one would do two bros. Like, it just isn't that good in comparison. I've just ruined my chances ever doing well in a two bro show, so yeah, sorry.
No, I do think, though, like we said, we're just being honest with like our thoughts. Like, if a client says to me, I really want to do a two bros natural show,
expensive as well.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't be like, no, don't do it, but I'd be like, okay, but let's do a couple of others as well, because I don't want that to be your only experience.
Yeah, the only two bros show was, and the Arnold's was good, but that was because of the stage, and that's because it was the Arnold's. Like, but the actual way it was ran, like, because I did PCA first timers the week before, and that was like, when I was backstage, it was like the people that were, like, calling you up, they were sound. I see them now at shows and they still speak to me. Like, they're sound. They're just, they're guys that actually care and they want to help you out. Where at Two Bros, it was like, if I didn't have Rob there, who was like telling me, and like he was like looking back and saying, all right, glaze up, like, it would be, they call you out once if you don't listen. Or you, let's say, for example, you get your headphones in, they don't care. They put people on.
Yeah.
They told me to line up, and I didn't go on for like 45 minutes. And obviously, 45 minutes before, I was on. And then I stood up and just lost my pump. So, it's one of them. Like, don't do two bros unless you're trying to tick a box, as I said.
So putting it in, give it a miss for both.
Yeah, give it a miss, I'd say. Like, however, that has a caveat to brackets.
Yeah.
Do it if needing to tick a box, but don't go there thinking this is going to be the best show day of my life, you know?
Yeah. If you're looking at just as an experience of that given day,
yeah,
like, then yeah, I would say like you don't need to be thinking that I definitely need to do two bros.
Yeah, UK BFF.
I don't know enough about that one.
It used to be natural, but it was never UK BFF was the original. No, UK BFF was, I think, the one for the pro. That was not a pro card. You won a pro title, where they only gave it out to like.
I'm pretty sure. Was UK BFF like Mr. Universe?
Yeah, something like that. Well, I think you could win a pro title with them, but they basically said like, you cannot take steroids, but all you had to do was just write your name down.
Yeah.
So it's like I am
a bit
natural.
Like Two Bros Natural.
Yeah, pretty much. However, JT doesn't grab you by the shoulders and say, "Are you natural?" That's their test. Yeah. So yeah, that was a bit strange. So yeah, where are we having UK BFF?
I'd probably put it in. Give it a miss. I don't know enough about it.
Give it a miss. I'd have that. Very prestigious one. Mr. Gay Britain.
Mr. Gay Great Britain. You've been so excited to say that you said it wrong.
Mr. Gay Great Britain. So, you could be Mr. Gay Britain. You could be like the gayest man in Great Britain.
But it's God tier.
Yeah, God tier. Fucking hell. So, for anyone that doesn't know, everyone should know Mr. Gay Great Britain.
Yeah,
what me and Finn have been prepping for.
There is actually a federation.
It's basically a show that... Did we see someone who won it?
There was a guy that won it who was like... In bodybuilding terms, he was fat.
Yeah.
But he was like really good at posing. And like he even... like
He was a posing coach.
Yeah, he's a posing coach. Yeah. But yeah, basically, we were like... We thought it was... Not like a joke, but we thought it wasn't like an actual bodybuilding federation, but yeah. I think it is.
And then like I think Finn or like one of us found it, sent it to like, or we were training.
One of us went into it.
Yeah,
and
he beat us. Yeah. And trust me, like to be fair, we might have lost, but like we won either way.
Just being there.
Yeah, and the guy that we followed or saw ended up winning the title, and it's like you get judged on how like gay your eye walk is, how gay you look, like, and basically he won the Mr. Gay Great Britain title, so therefore. What is it got to? No, I think if you're gay and you don't want to get in condition, or you don't have to even be gay. You might not even be gay.
Nah, I think you've got to be gay.
You got to be gay.
You got to prove you're gay, and they shake you on the shoulders and go, "Are you gay?
Are you,
gay? Yeah.
Yeah, but you're also on your knees. You've got somebody in your mouth. But are you gay?
You got to prove that you're gay.
You got to prove you're gay. So, yeah, that's the comedy one. There probably are a few. I say comedy. It's not. Shouldn't say it's a comedy. Mm. Nothing wrong being gay. But there are probably things that are like. There probably are a few like bodybuilding or. Like beauty pageant shows where it's like
bodybuilding is a bit like that.
Yeah, there probably are a few that are a bit different.
In all seriousness, for Mr. Gay Great Britain, I'd probably say if you're wanting to actually be a bodybuilder,
yeah,
I'd probably say avoid.
However, if you are gay,
and if you want to enter a gay contest to
see how
gay you can be on a stage, do it.
Yeah. So,
well, the thing is like.
How do you? You can't even rank that. Like,
you get cancelled for saying this kind of stuff, but we're not.
No, it's nothing about gays. It's just
we're not even like we're taking the piss out of the federation because it's very strange to
be judged on how gay you walk.
Yeah,
or how gay your costume is.
Why do you need a separate federation for it? Like there'll be people who compete who are gay. That's fine. No one gives a fuck. Like,
no.
So why do we need a specific? Well, we don't have a Mr. Straight England.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mr.
Like,
Masculine.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm masculine. Mr. Universe. Like, straight is strange. So yeah. Where you?
You do know that the opposite of gay is not masculine.
Well, yeah, but
it's heterosexual.
No, but we're talking the other end of the extreme. So I just can't believe how
you just can't. You can't get it
right. You can't win nowadays. Right, PCA. Where we have PCA.
I know where you're going to have it.
What? Avoid at all costs?
No, you'd probably say it's God tier.
No, I don't.
You love PCA.
I like PCA.
PCA is good.
I think it's very good. I think it's probably the best. Like, that being said, though, there's a lot of... They rush the people backstage. Like, every show I've
been
to...
Busy.
Yeah, they're always really busy. They usually oversell their tickets slightly. I think it's very popular, and I feel like... When I competed with them the first time, it was a lot different in comparison to like this year. Like, and also at the same time, like the way they were with me regarding the glaze, they knew exactly who I was. They were like, "We're not glazing you." And I was like, "I've got my own glaze. Can you put it on me?" No. Like, they're just a bit, at times, and like how they are backstage. Like, there's some guys at the PCA that are absolutely sound, spot on. The bold dude who literally tells you exactly where to be, wicked. He's got all your names on a list, sound. He's got a mate with like dark hair, sound. But like the tanning women, half of them are bellends. Like, there was, I told you, I think I said this on the podcast, where when I was getting my tan done for the universe, they lined us all up, but the line was so big that we went round the corner, and I was ending up just like chatting to a few people, and the girl came round and was like, what are you? And I was like, classic. And she's like, why are you not here? Like, you're supposed to be here, you're late. And I was like, I've literally stood here. And then the people behind me were like, he's literally been here the whole time. And he was like, oh. But she was like trying to give me shit. And it's like the morning of a show where it's like, you're going to tell me anyway. Like,
stressing out.
Yeah, and it's just like, some of them are just, that's just a bit strange. So it's like, there's pros and cons. I personally would have it probably God tier, but I don't think they're God tier fed. So I probably wouldn't have it there.
Yeah, I'd but have I feel like we've got to have at least one in God tier.
Yeah. I'd say Fitex are better than brand than PCA though, so but I don't think Fitex is as popular. So if Fitex was as popular, would it be? I think Fitex and PCA are pros and cons. I think they both probably should be in God tier for this video, but I don't think there's like they're not perfect. But then no Fed's going
to
be perfect.
Nah, and I think if we were to put PCA or Fitex in God tier, I'd put UKD FBA in it, and I'd probably put WMBF in it.
Yeah, we haven't done WMBF.
I know. Sorry, spoiler.
Yeah.
Right, should we put PCA in very decent then?
What do you reckon? What would you have?
God tier, it's the terminology.
They're good with the reels.
Right, we'll put it in God tier.
It is God tier, but you're lucky, PCA. You're fucking lucky, mate. That's what it is. Please give me a win and not give me fucking like second or a fourth. Thanks. Give me another overall. Right, you mentioned WMBF. WMBF?
I'd put them in very decent as well.
Would you have them higher than UKD FBA? The battle of the natural feds.
It's a tough one. There's things that they do better and there's things that they do worse.
What do you reckon they do worse?
The shows could be smoother. To be fair, they are very, very good, and they've got a lot better. First couple of years, obviously, they're literally like going to have teething issues. So I think the first year, there was quite a lot of issues with the judging. The second year... Was this the second year? I think this was the second year.
Yeah.
It was better, definitely.
Yeah.
But like even at the... Like even, you know, the first time a show that Josh won, like there were still some teething issues there in terms of like the backstage and like the judging. Not that the judging was ever incorrect, but it takes a little bit longer than it maybe needs to take and things like that. But obviously they want to just get the right result. Even like what they did with me, like they could easily have just been like, oh, it doesn't matter, he's not complaining. So but then I'm not just going to put him in God tier for that.
No,
I would put them. But then the thing is, like, I think if we're comparing it, WMBF is probably the most similar to PCA.
Mm.
So if we're looking at, and to be fair, I'm going to put it in God tier because when you look at, the reason I'm putting it in God tier is when you look at the standard of the WMBF world, in comparison to the INBA, PNBA, the Natural Universe, Natural Olympia, sorry, the Pinnacle. Of natural bodybuilding. When you compare the standards there, the WMBF was drastically better.
Yeah.
So that's why it's going in God tier.
Good rationale. Not there to argue with it. INBA.
Obviously, I only know from going to the Natural Olympia.
And it was shit.
It was shit.
Avoid at all costs. Straight up, avoid at all costs. It was shit. It was everything about it was meh. The judging wasn't great, the location. The only cool thing was it was in Vegas. If that was a show down your street, you'd be like, why the fuck did I spend 50 quid on a ticket and why did I waste a day?
Yeah.
So avoid at all costs. Okay. However,
I'm not going to disagree.
Caveat.
If you want to be natural, Mr. Olympia.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it's got a decent title. It's a cool experience. But if you take it just from a show value, if that was in, like, let's say,
in Leicester,
you would just be like, that's a shit show.
Yeah.
MPA?
Yeah, so that's Natural Physique Association.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, like, it's decent, but I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
And we put, like, we put UKUP and NABBA in worth doing. Does it go in worth doing, or does it go and give it a miss?
I've never heard of MPA.
Okay, we'll go give it a miss then.
Yeah. And then I think this is the last one. We'll confirm Fitex. After this. Oh, we've not done Fitex. Fitex. Or BMBF, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, BMBF.
BMBF?
I'll put BMBF in worth doing.
Yeah. What, the mid-tier?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to explain why it's not... Do you have BMBF lower than like UK DFB considerably?
Yeah. No, not considerably, like, in terms
Keith,
of...
Keith, he's going to hate you.
In terms of the standard of the competitors, the judging, everything like that, it's great. I just think sometimes with how the shows are ran, it can be a little bit hectic. And I'm not a big fan of the day show and the night show. I like it as a competitor.
Yeah.
And I like it as a spectator, but I don't like it as a coach. Like, no. it's a bit of a ball ache as a coach. Like, the day show and the night show, it's manageable. Like, it's fine, but yeah, it's... I quite like it knowing they're on stage at this time, and that's
bring a good look. To
unless
that,
they're in the overall, that's the only time they're on stage.
Yeah.
And yeah, just with like how the finals was just a little bit rushed and a little bit stressful. And that can happen, obviously, when it's a different location. The location wasn't great for the finals. So yeah, there's things that could be better, but that's the same with any federation, any show. But yeah, that's just based on sort of my... And again, I think same with the UKDFBA, they're both quite old-fashioned now compared to, like, the WNBF are a lot more modernised when you compare them. It's similar to, like, comparing PCA to, let's say, NABBA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, like, quite different in terms of, like, how up-to-date it is with social media and things like that, and their advertising, their marketing. Like, so yeah, like, again, nothing against BNBF. They're a good fed. It's not a bad fed at all. I wouldn't ever be like, don't do BNBF. Like, I would say, yeah, for sure, do it. It's a good federation, and the standard is very good. Like,
and almost
really
made Finn quit bodybuilding.
Yeah, almost made me quit. No, yeah, oh yeah, I was going to be a coach, aren't I? Just a coach.
Finn messaged me after getting off for the first bit. I'm not very good at this. I'm going to be a coach instead. And then ended up getting an all right place, and he goes, oh, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, came second to the guy that won the overall, so I was like, ah, I'd have won the overall if he wasn't here.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't have.
So after that.
Yeah, like I say, there's no, like, that's not me being like, BNBF is bad in any way. It's not. It's a good fed. And every show that I've ever been to for BNBF is like a good show.
I'd say it's high tier of the mid tier.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
high.
It's not like low down where it's like just scraped.
Yeah, it's either top of worth doing or low end of the very decent.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say that's good.
But it is good.
Yeah. We then have, I think this is now, like I said, the last one, Fitex.
I'd put Fitex in very decent.
Yeah.
I think if we didn't like Darren.
Yeah, the guy that runs it, like, we get on well with.
If we didn't, yeah, if it was like, we didn't know Darren.
Yeah.
And we didn't know the Fed. Like, we just went to a show, we'd be like, this is really good.
Yeah.
But because Darren's proper sound, and he's always been, like, good to us whenever we've been at shows, he's always been really helpful. Yeah. He's always been really helpful with our clients.
Gives us loads of...
loads of cookie dealers after.
Loads of cookie dealers. Every show, it's like, Reese, Finn, cookie dealers, you want some? We're like, we'll take them. It just gives us loads. Yeah, no, he's sound. And to be fair, I like how it's round. The judging criteria is usually pretty legit. Like,
fair sound with Sanaya, aren't they?
Yeah, they're good with Sanaya. Like, I think there was obviously some drama and controversy regarding Fitex. Like,
I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, again, I don't really know enough. I don't really care enough. But I'm judging it not upon any drama that potentially has happened.
All of this is not in regards to any politics. This is literally just our opinion on shows that we've been to and our experience.
Yeah. However, to be fair, looking upon the photos, Guy, you're lucky to have won the overall.
Yeah, you were
did
wrong.
You on hamstrings? Did you on condition? Like, better
absolutely
shape.
Wrong.
Yeah, like, you were just bigger than me, bro, so congrats, you take more gear. And if you weren't there, I would have won the overall, because I would have won the bodybuilding class, which I fucking probably should have. So, yeah, that's that. That's that. Cheers, Guy. Cheers, Fitex. Fucking give it a miss. No, I like Fitex. I'll definitely, next time I compete, I'd like to compete with Fitex. So, like, a year where I do, like, not really, like, just, like, good, fun
I'm
shows.
I'm one for one with Fitex.
I'm one for two, but two classes, one win.
It's not as good as one class, one win.
Yeah, you didn't get in the overall.
I did.
You didn't get called out.
Yeah, because I was men's physique.
Yeah, but the
if
other
it
guy,
was just a men's physique overall, I'd have won.
You probably would. The men's physique guys were pretty trash though.
No, he does well, that Shiraz.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, he's natural as well.
Yeah,
claims lifetime natural.
All right, come on, let's
wrap
right,
this
that's
up. That's that. Yeah, cool. There we go.
We'll try
guys.
And get Sam to more work for Sam to actually give us the tier list. Hopefully he's been able to. I'm going to send him this.
Yeah. Cool. There we go. Hopefully everyone's enjoyed. Hopefully everyone has enjoyed our breakdown. If you're looking to compete in the UK, look upon our tier list, maybe on screen now, or has been, and choose accordingly, especially if you're Mr. Gay. If you're gay and you want to do Mr. Gay England. That's not a joke. Yeah, that's that. Any suggestions for tier lists, feel free to send them through. We're more than happy to do anything like breakdown. We've got a good list, but we thought we'd do this one to kind of get the ball rolling. So yeah, hopefully everyone enjoyed. We shall leave it there. Speak to you soon. Bye bye.